With more mass shootings happening every year, protecting kids has become a priority for school administrators in Oklahoma. But as State Impact's Caroline Halter reports, safety looks very different depending on each school district's budget.
Moore Public Schools is one of the largest school districts in the state. The district recently implemented a new high-tech building entry system across its 35 campuses.
Just a simple swipe of your ID. Open the door, you come in.
District Superintendent Robert Romines. Not only does the new system limit building access, it also collects data on who enters where and when.
25 years ago when I started in this business as a teacher, this was nothing that we ever had to consider or focus on, but you know, times have changed.
The district is also rolling out a new emergency communication system. They've hired a full-time administrator to focus exclusively on safety and security, and armed law enforcement are at each middle and high school. But all of this costs a lot of money. The new entry system alone cost close to $400,000. It was paid for with private donations raised through the Moore Public Schools Foundation. About 150 miles southeast of Moore, in the small town of Hartshorn, protecting students is also a major concern, but school safety looks very different. Like Moore, the district has tightened building access, and this year, thanks to the increase in funding from the state legislature, they were finally able to hire a private security guard. But Superintendent Jason Lindley says one guard isn't enough to cover all three of the district's buildings.
You know, we can't afford more than one. So we try to fill the gaps with armed personnel, with, you know, staff members.
Lindley says five of his employees already carry on campus, and more are getting ready to go through training required by a 2015 state law allowing school boards to decide whether to arm staff.
It does give me a sense of security, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we've been trained to the point that we're going to know exactly what to do and when that time happens. And hopefully we never have to fire our weapon.
This is one of the administrators at Hartshorn who already carries a concealed handgun. The district doesn't want to reveal his identity. He doesn't receive any extra compensation for the added responsibility.
I wish that we had enough money or our state or our government would some way, somehow come up to where we could put security guards in every school.
The 2018 school shooting that killed 17 people in Parkland, Florida, sparked a wave of school safety legislation. At least 26 states immediately responded by increasing or adding new funding for school safety, but Oklahoma was not one of them. That means in districts like Hartshorn, budgeting for safety involves trade-offs. Here's Hartshorn Superintendent Lindley again.
Do you secure students? Do you give them a safe environment? Or do you provide a teacher or a computer or a textbook? And those are not good decisions to have to make.
Outside of passing along federal grants, Oklahoma lawmakers haven't funded school security, but they have tried other things. In 2013, following the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, they created the Oklahoma School Security Institute, an agency that does free safety assessments for school districts upon request. Gary Shelton is OSSI's program manager.
You look at some of the larger districts, such as Lawton, Norman, Oklahoma City, compared to my hometown, Stigler, Oklahoma. There is somewhat of a disparity there as it relates to security.
Shelton says some of the most effective safety measures cost nothing, like locking doors and enacting stricter visitor policies. But he's still aware of the limitations many schools face.
I could go out and recommend all sorts of things to make their school very secure. But there's a cost associated with that. So one of the things that we really have to be conscious of when we do our assessments is making suggestions or recommendations that are low cost to no cost.
In addition to allowing school staff to arm themselves and the work of OSSI, Oklahoma has taken one other recent action to address safety in schools. This year, the state entered into a $3 million one-year contract for an app called Rave Panic Button, which connects staff to first responders, among other things. It's now available to all public schools. But without additional funding, it will be up to each district to raise extra dollars, find federal money, or simply work within their budget to keep kids safe. For State Impact, I'm Caroline Halter.